Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to once again have an opportunity to connect with you all. So what we would like to discuss today is limitations that you place upon yourselves, limitations that you also place upon others. So first we'll start with self. And anytime you find that you are reaching a limit where you feel that you are earning too much money or having or possessing too much money is an issue, or if you feel that your dreams can't be any bigger, you can't think on a larger scale, then it's time to re-examine how you are limiting yourself. Because as a creative being, there are no limits except those which you place upon yourself. And if you would like to create something at the small level, that's perfectly fine. But most of you are desiring to create on a larger scale. And when you create on a truly large scale, it is never, ever the creation of a singular being. That there are often many, many, many people who will help you to create reality and hold the vision. The thought is that you don't know how you're going to accomplish something. You get overwhelmed as you start to think about it because you think that you alone are creating or manifesting. But you never, ever do it by yourself. You are always creating, at the very least, with source energy. Really, it's with you, yourself, and source energy and another being. Because of the way that you operate in this reality, you need someone to be a reflection for you. So absolutely everything that you create, you are typically attracting someone else in to be that mirror. Not 100% of the time, but a large percentage of the time, you will draw someone else in to be that mirror. Now, as you create as a group, if you have doubts, you fall out of the frequency that you're trying to hold and generate, but it gets much, much easier for you to get back up to a higher level because everyone else in the group is also holding that thought form or that vibration or that belief system, so that it's easier for you to find and frankly easier for you to maintain. And when you start to see that you're not creating by yourself, and let us also say at this moment that there are many other beings that are outside of your physical perception that are helping you to create and manifest. But when you realize that you're not creating by yourself, you don't go into overwhelm. Overwhelm happens through disconnection. Overwhelm happens when you start identifying with the lower perspectives, with the mind and limitation. That's the whole point of setting up the mind. That's why you all created it in 3D, so that you could have the illusion of limitation and separation. It was great for the design, for what you wanted to experience, and now you're trying to do just the opposite. You're trying to see yourself as a creative being without limitation. So always ask yourself, what is it that keeps me from having what it is that I want? What is the belief? And that belief, as you identify it, see how it is of service to you, what it is showing or teaching you about yourself. And when you go to that level of awareness that you're not a victim, that you're not a perpetrator, but rather see yourself as a co-creative being, you neutralize your charge so that you no longer attract to you or create or manifest that frequency. It's neutral now. So we encourage you all to start dreaming bigger. Dream on a larger scale. And larger doesn't necessarily mean better, but we are challenging you and encouraging you to start thinking in that way, that you have more power, that you have more ability to create and manifest, rather than you putting yourself in a small, tiny little box, hiding your light. Really what we're asking you to do is, as you start thinking on a larger scale, is seeing yourself as truly a divine being. The last thing we want to say about limitation is also to be conscious of the beliefs that you hold about others and what they are capable of. Because as you pulse out that others have limitations, they will pick up on that. And so they will plug right into that belief. If you have a friend or a family member, a loved one, or even a stranger that your encounters with in the past gave you the perception that somehow they weren't capable of something, it's very important that you see them as a divine being of light, capable of change, and also capable of creating extraordinary things. For when you pulse out that frequency, it makes it much easier for them to align with that. And it does them a great, great service. So, dear ones, we are around as always, watching, waiting, and sending many well wishes.